How's everybody doing this week? Welcome back to another episode of The Banker Next Door. I am your host, Dr. Joe Berquist. Today, I wanted to bring everybody an update on inflation. We had a lot of inflation numbers this week, and there was just a lot of things going on. So I wanted to talk about a couple of the key economic indicators, and then I wanted to show you a couple articles basically illustrating how this inflation is having an effect on the overall economy. So what's going on there? So with that being said, let me read some things to you this week. So some of the key takeaways. So U.S. inflation remained higher than economists had expected in February. So consumer prices rose 3.2% over the year in February, higher than the 3.1% annual rate in January, and above what economists had predicted. An uptick in gas prices and housing prices was behind the unexpectedly high inflation rate. Core inflation, which excludes volatile prices for food and energy, you know, the stuff you really need, declined to 3.8%, down from 3.9% in January, but still above expectations. So in other words, inflation is running just below 4%. The inflation numbers will be scrutinized by the Federal Reserve, which said it needs more evidence price pressures are under control before cutting its benchmark interest rate. Despite the higher than anticipated inflation reading for February, market participants maintained expectations for a June rate cut. Okay, now let's move on. So that was the CPI. Now we're going to look at the PPI, the producer price index, a measure of wholesale prices, rose more than forecasters had expected in February, adding to concerns about stubborn inflation. The unexpected jump in wholesale prices raises the chances that the Federal Reserve could push back the timing of a cut to its benchmark interest rate. The Fed is widely expected to cut the Fed funds rate in June, with the odds of a May cut diminishing as more inflation data comes in. Because the increase in the PPI came mainly from volatile energy prices, not a broader inflation trend, the unexpected jump seems unlikely to derail expectations for a rate cut at some point this year, economists said. The more inflation data rolls in, the less likely it looks that the Federal Reserve will lower its interest rate before the summer. The producer price index, a measure of wholesale prices, rose 0.6% in February from January, the Bureau of Labor Statistics said. Inflation picks up to 3.2%, slightly hotter than expected. U.S. inflation was slightly stronger than expected last month, but did little to change expectations that the Federal Reserve will begin cutting rates later this year. Consumer prices rose 3.2% in February. The second straight month of firmer than expected inflation is likely to reinforce the central bank's wait and see posture toward rate reductions when officials meet next week. Still, officials are focused on when to cut rates rather than whether to raise them again. Inflation has declined notably from 40-year highs following the most rapid rate increases in four decades. Continuing on, this week provided a reminder that inflation isn't going anywhere anytime soon. From consumer and wholesale prices to longer-term public expectations, reports this week served up multiple reminders that inflation isn't going away anytime soon. Data across the board showed pressures increasing at a faster-than-expected pace, causing concern that inflation could be more durable than policymakers had anticipated. The bad news began Monday when the New York Federal Reserve survey showed the consumer expectations over the long term had accelerated in February. It continued Tuesday with news that consumer prices rose 3.2% from a year ago, and then culminated Thursday with a release indicating the pipeline pressures at the wholesale level also are heating up. Those reports will provide a lot for the Fed to think about when it convenes Tuesday for a two-day policy meeting, where it will decide on the current level of interest rates and offer an updated look on where it sees things heading longer term. So inflation is, and this is what I have been saying for months, inflation is not going anywhere. Inflation is not going to get to 2%. It's not going to get anywhere near 2%. I said when it started kind of coming down, it kind of hit the bottom in December. And I said, that's as low as it's going to go. And then it started to accelerate back up the last few months. And the big reason for that is government spending. The government just cannot stop spending money. You need to call your congressman and your senator. You need to tell them, stop spending money. You need to cut the budget, and you need to cut the budget massively by trillions of dollars. You know, this $2 trillion budget deficit that the Biden administration wants to run into perpetuity is just that's not working, and it's going to lead to a national debt crisis, which is already here, but it's going to get a lot worse in the years ahead if it's not addressed and done something about very quickly. So, but furthermore, what is the inflation doing right now? Okay, so we've already determined that inflation is rising back up. Inflation is not going to go back to 2%. So what effects is this having on the economy right now? Well, funny you should ask. Let's take a look real quick. So let's bring in some articles here. Oh, look at this. Owner of Family Dollar to close 1,000 stores. 1,000 stores. Inflation, store theft, and merger indigestion are sapping results at the discount retailer. And it goes down here to basically show, you know, executives at McDonald's on Wednesday are also cash strapping. You know, consumers are pulling back in 2024 because it costs $18 for a Big Mac now. I just went this week and I got, well, you'll love this. I bought a sausage McMuffin, just a sausage McMuffin, nothing else. No hash brown, no orange juice, no coffee, no nothing. Sausage McMuffin, $5.06. That's right. $5.06 just for the sandwich. That sandwich used to be less than $2. The meal, get the hash brown and the orange juice, used to be $4 and some cents, $5. Like, now it's just a sandwich. I mean, that tells you how crazy the prices are getting. And, you know, you can see here, if we scroll down, you see Dollar Tree, Five Below, Dollar General, all of them are getting hammered by this inflation, because the inflation does not kill the rich people. The inflation kills the poor people. It kills the middle class. That's who it hits. Consumer price inflation just absolutely kills the poor and the middle class. And they just fall farther and farther behind because the money they make buys less and less and less. Okay, let's take a look at another article here. Here's another interesting thing. The rocketing costs driving cheeseburger prices up and restaurant owners out. And this article basically goes on to talk about a $16 bacon cheeseburger may not be enough to save your neighborhood bar and grill. Independent restaurants are on financial life support, owners say. Squeezed between escalating payroll costs and diners' dwindling tolerance for ever higher checks. You know, wages for wait staff, table bussers, and line cooks will grow more expensive for many eateries this year, with 22 states in January raising the minimum wage for hourly workers. And then it goes on to say things like, you know, we're just keeping our heads above water. Who estimated about half our restaurant sales now go to payroll and other employee related costs. So this is the problem. I could go on to a whole diatribe about increasing the minimum wage and how that was utterly stupid and how that has led to a lot of these problems right here. A minimum wage is a minimum wage. It's not a living wage. It's a minimum wage. That's why you're not supposed to work those jobs your whole life. You're supposed to, you know, acquire skills and experience and move up into better paying jobs. I'll get off that horse there for a minute. But the point here is that inflation, it's going to kill a lot of businesses here very shortly. And you're seeing this effects. I mean, Dollar Tree, 1,000 stores. I mean, think about that. They're going to close 1,000 stores. Family Dollar. That's crazy. That's crazy. And here's the ultimate problem. This is what you got to deal with. The Federal Reserve has put themselves, they did this. They have put themselves in this box. Janet Yellen came out this week. I don't know if everybody saw it or not. Janet Yellen did an interview basically apologizing for using the word transitory. A word that quite frankly, I called her a moron for using. She doesn't get a pass. She has been the head of the Federal Reserve. She is now the head of the United States Treasury. She knew better than to use the word transitory. She chose to choose that word particularly for political reasons. And so for that, in my book, she doesn't get a pass. She is a highly experienced woman who has been around for a very long time. She knew exactly what she was saying. It was a horrible thing. She never should have said it. And her coming out and trying to apologize this week is, I'm sorry, that's too little too late. you know, she's going to have to own that. That's now going to become part of her legacy. So here's what you got. You got the Fed in a position where you've got the, they keep saying the labor market's doing fine. The labor market numbers are trash. You can go back and look at my episode that I did breaking down all the job numbers from January. I can't wait to look at the job numbers for February, which will be coming out very soon. And I can't wait to see the nonsense there, but the GDP numbers are nonsense. The job numbers are nonsense. And you've got commercial real estate on the verge of just absolutely hitting the tank here. You know, because of the cost of refinancing and things like that. I mean, and it's not just commercial real estate. It's going to start to hit other areas. It's going to start to hit private equity with all these leverage deals that they got, leverage buyouts and all those other things that they do. So there's a lot of other aspects of this. You're seeing delinquency, high delinquency. The consumer is petered out. You're seeing huge delinquency in student loans and auto loans and credit card debt. This is all going to compound. Now, here's the big problem. If the Federal Reserve cuts the rates, if they cut the rates to try to basically save the banks and save the commercial real estate, they run the risk of further igniting inflation. In other words, if the government doesn't stop spending money, if the government keeps spending money like it's going, like it's spending it into oblivion, the inflation is not going to come down. It's going to re-accelerate. It's going to reignite. And I explained this in the episode I did on inflation, where we're looking at an exact same setup like we did in the 1970s. And this was the exact mistake that the Federal Reserve made. They reduced interest rates and it caused inflation to spike way back up. And then Paul Volcker had to come in and he had to jack the prime rate up to 18.5%. to defeat the inflation and get inflation back under control. And we could be looking at that same situation, but this time would be a lot worse because of the debt crisis on top of it. So not looking very good right now, not looking very good. This inflation is just absolutely killer. And the Fed has boxed themselves into a real corner here. They put themselves into a real pickle and, you know, I, for one, would not want to be them right now trying to work this out. But we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens and we'll see how this continues to unfold. So I hate, again, sorry to be such a downer here with this information and everything. It's just I was frustrated by all this information this week because, you know, I know where this is going and it's not going to a good place. So but anyway. I digress. If you like this episode, please make sure to like, share, subscribe. That always helps the channel. Please leave some comments below. I'd love to, as always, I love to hear people's opinions on these things and see what other people think. And I will be back again real soon. Please make sure to check out some of the other episodes that are out there right now. And always remember, we are not just on YouTube. We are also on Rumble. We are also on all the major podcast platforms. So you can find us whatever your heart desires, whether it's video or just audio. But please check us out at your favorite place, and we will be back again real soon. Thanks a lot, everybody.